This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're going to wrap up today with a little trip outside. The air is clear and it's just before dawn, and a writer named Ellen Bass, who's published a number of poems in The New Yorker, is taking her daily walk along the ocean near her home in Santa Cruz, California.
Westcliff Drive is a strange intersection of nature and city. So we have on the one side the whole of the Pacific. We've got beautiful cypress trees. And on the other side, we have just a regular road that people are driving up and down and houses right up against it. We've still got some rosy-fingered dawn and a beautiful shining half moon. Oh, there's four seagulls just flying right across here. There's a surfer in the water and the whole of the Pacific. I've been walking here almost every day for about 30 years, and every day is a different day. The ocean is really wild sometimes, where it comes up over Westcliff Drive, so you can be walking along and have the spray hit you. Today it's pretty calm with just real nice, slow, perfect rollers crashing in. Oh, that surfer almost just got one here. The cliff here changes so fast. Even in terms of erosion, it's mudstone, which is layered, and as storms come and as the ocean keeps pounding into it, even just in the 30 years that I've been here, I've seen enormous change. They've had to actually move where the road is further in, because where the road was is now in the ocean. And that's so thrilling, really, to be able to live in geologic time. And right now, the sun is just peeking up above the hills down toward Monterey. We see it just coming up over the ridge. I was thinking that most people love, or say they love, variety and new things, and I think our culture does act like that. We always want something new and different and better. But my family and close friends tease me a lot about how much I love repetition and how much I love to just do the same thing over and over in a kind of mule-like way. And the first thing I thought about was this walk that I take every day on Westcliff Drive. And so I wrote this poem, Ode to Repetition. I like to take the same walk down the wide expanse of Woodrow to the ocean. And most days I turn left toward the lighthouse. The sea is always different. Some days dreamy, waves hardly waves, just a broad undulation in no hurry to arrive. Other days, the surf's drunk, crashing into the cliffs like a car wreck. And when I get home, I like the same dishes stacked in the same cupboards, and then unstacked, and then stacked again. And the rhododendron, spring after spring, blossoming its pink ceremony. I could dwell in the kingdom of Coltrane, those rivers of breath through his horn, as he forms each phrase of lush life over and over until I die. Once I was afraid of this, opening the curtains every morning, only to close them again each night. You could despair in the fixed town of your own life. But when I wake up to pee, I'm grateful the toilet's in its usual place, the sink with its gift of water. I look out at the street, the halos of lampposts in the fog, or the moon rinsing the parked cars. When I get back in bed, I find the woman who's been sleeping there each night for 30 years. Only she's not the same. Her body more naked in its aging, its disorder, though I still come to her like a beggar. One morning, one of us will rise bewildered without the other and open the curtains. There will be the same shaggy redwood in the neighbor's yard and the faultless stars going out one by one into the day.
The poet Ellen Bass on Westcliff Drive in Santa Cruz, California. She read her poem Ode to Repetition, which appears in her collection, Like a Beggar.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.